Good morning. 9:04 as we head into the first weekend of October. I'm Jim O'Hara with news on your NPR station, WVIK. Iowa election officials have been running thousands of tests to make sure all the vote counting machines that will be used in this fall's election are working properly.
Polk County election workers mark sets of sample ballots and insert them into the vote counting machines to make sure they're counting accurately. The testing, which is open to the public, also helps ensure that the machines catch any other issues that could come up with ballots on election day, like if someone tries to vote for too many candidates. Polk County Auditor Jamie Fitzgerald says all the county election officials just want the results to get in and be accurate.
So you're doing a lot of checking on the front end to make sure everything counts accurately. Then on the back end, we actually have a post-election audit, where the Secretary of State picks a precinct at random, and then we'll go ahead and hand count for president this year to make sure that everything is correct.
Fitzgerald emphasized that Iowans vote on paper ballots, and those can be checked after Election Day if any results are called into question. I'm Katerina Sestarik, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today, gradual clearing with a high of 73. Overnight, mostly clear with a low of 57 and gusty winds. On Saturday, sunny, breezy, and a high near 85. And on Sunday, sunny, high near 74. On Think, Russia and China have formed a no-limits partnership, bonding them on everything from manufacturing to technology to military might. What this budding alliance means for American global leadership, today at noon on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara.